Here are the latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Phil Foden says hate will not win as he reflected on a sad end to a special summer with England. City star Foden made three appearances at Euro 2020 for England, including a late cameo in the historic semi-final win over Denmark. He was ruled out of the final with a knock, but was present to console teammates after their agonising penalty shootout defeat. He took to Twitter to describe the pride of representing the Three Lions in a major tournament for the first time, but also expressed his disgust at racist abuse sent to teammates. Manchester United Marcus Rashford, former City Academy teammate Jadon Sancho and Arsenal winger Bukayo Saka were all subjected to vile racist abuse after missing their shootout penalties on Sunday, prompting a wave of support from across the football world and beyond. Now Foden has added his voice to those condemning the abuse, he posted. Being part of this group has meant so much. Winning together, losing together and always sticking together. We're all hurting right now, but the racist abuse sent to some of my teammates after the bravery they showed on Sunday is disgusting and has no place in the game. Moving on, and City are reportedly willing to up their bid for England captain Harry Kane from the £100 million they offered earlier in the summer. Tottenham are believed to be holding out for an astronomical fee, but tensions may start to simmer with the player supposedly desperate to leave the club in search of silverware. New boss Nuno Espirito Santo and director of football Fabio Paratici will have their working relationship pushed to its limits as one of their first courses of action. Kane reportedly told the club earlier in the summer that he would prefer to join a club regularly challenging for trophies. Finally, Sunderland have held discussions with Manchester City over a possible loan deal for teenage defender Callum Doyle. Doyle, who is due to turn 18 in October, is a left-footed centre-half who played for City's under-18s and under-23s team last season. That's all for now. We'll have more later.